What the fuck is this world? Run into you, didn't leave a message, at least I could have learned your voice one last time. Daily mind feel this could be my time by you. Would you hit me? Would you hit me?
Episode 36 of PW Radio. I'm Rob Robinson. You know that because it's been 35 previous episodes. You've heard me say that. I think I've said it on every episode. Pretty sure. I'm not going to go back and listen, though. With us tonight, we've got an exciting brand new panel of guests and or co-hosts. Let's hear it for... we've got... Well, you know what? I'm just going to let everybody introduce themselves. How about that?
This is Radio Rich speaking, and I just want to say, fuck you, you fucking fucks. You're causing me to miss Heroes.
Wow.
He was talking about new co-host, and I'm stepping up to that. This is a sore and very unhappy Mr. Hardcore.
Wow. Yeah.
And your PWA Grizzly Beer champion, solely reasoning for Mr. Hardcore's current condition, Chameleon. Hey, oh, also like a PWA
like
owner.
Really, I thought that like 4 pounds of steak that he ate on Saturday night caught up with him.
It probably did, but it wasn't the reason for everything else.
Hey,
of course,
it's not
you
like
know.
You,
not hey,
like
yeah,
you all right.
Look, I'm missing a couple teeth, but you know, I'll be okay about that. So,
you know, because you got the good insurance, the grade A stuff.
Speaking of grade A, I talked to Alex Wookie today, but he's still not coming back.
What?
We don't want him back.
Well, you know, hey, a matter of trying to get some more jobbers into the PWA. You know, Jacob Collins is getting a little upset about being used every week in that regard.
Speaking of getting used every week, let's talk about we're not going to do that.
how about Figgy or Ryan Ross? Can we talk about them getting used every week?
No, we cannot.
Yes.
What we can talk about, though, I completely lost it. What we can talk about is we can talk about who's the man. We can talk about that. I don't think we've talked about that yet. In fact, I know we haven't. It's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks. So let's talk about it, shall we?
Let's do.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Excitement. So I guess we're going to start off. I'm just going to tell. I'm going to name the matches, and you guys give me some opinions. We're gonna shake things up a little bit.
Fair deal.
It normally works, but I'm going to structure it. So let's talk about the tag title contendership between the Final Resistance, who is
we don't need to waste the time figuring out who they are. It's just Final Resistance.
Oh, versus Shadowstar Emperor Ian.
Yeah.
John X Core and Thomas Young or something, whatever. Oh,
the fact that this is what our tag title contenderships comes to simply makes me think of the R.E.M. song, "It's the End of the World as We Know It."
Well, so who...
You know what this makes me... This makes me think that somewhere out there in the great country of Canada, the only good people to ever come from the great country of Canada, the Grimms, are crying at the state of the PWA tag team division.
If we're talking about wrestling, I'll agree with you. But for great Canadians, common mockery is part of it. So, but anyway, the Final Resistance and Shadowstar and Emperor Ian, you know, come on, we had to have an opening match. Someone had to take the opening match. And, you know, we didn't have Scotty Snow and Phoenix for Genesis again, so this was an okay replacement.
I know, Victor Stone and Race,
even though. Yeah, well, Shadowstar and Emperor Ian apparently don't like each other, but they apparently worked well enough in this tag match to move on, you know, to be the number one contenders. The Final Resistance,
Yes, it is the Final Resistance because they're leaving.
They're gone.
They're gone.
You know, we blink and they're gone. That's right, exactly. Nice.
Hey, who's touching my soundboard?
All right, so there we go.
I was going to wonder if you were asking who was touching yourself, but anyway.
Yeah. All right, we had a TV title match, Jethro Hayes versus Jonathan number one Riker.
Which was a shocking match for the evening.
Shocking. And we had a title change. I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. Jethro Hayes falling far short of his three required title defenses, but that's okay. Because
Number one is number one.
So you got that?
Don't be stealing my voice, buddy.
So
I wasn't stealing your voice. I was trying
to impersonate me. You hippie.
No, I was trying to go for a Patrick Stewart there, but it didn't work.
No, that did not work. So,
no, it didn't, because it sounded like Mr. Hardcore.
Any thoughts, any comments on this?
It was a shocking title change, you know, for all that Jethro has done up to this point. But, you know, even Jethro admitted that Riker got him. And, you know, Riker actually stepped up for someone who, you know, when you watch his first couple of weeks of progress here in the PWA, you never expected this. So this was definitely one of the most shocking, you know, title changes the PWA has seen in recent months.
All right.
So we'll have to see if Riker can make good on his apparent, you know, boost that he got with this win.
Shalom.
So see what happens.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
and good evening to you.
The next match is a little bit of interfederation conflict. We had Bubba J.
I heard inbreeding wasn't good for the gene pool.
Yeah, we had Bubba J.
Yeah, I got it. It's like the interfederation shenanigans.
All right, Bubba J., the former Rebel Pro, quote-unquote, world champion, taking on the PWA's own El Rey de Cerveza. And here's what I don't understand is why are we letting Rebel Pro – for people who don't know, Rebel Pro is a little tiny promotion that works like a five-city loop down in North Carolina. You know, they got the Raleigh, the Durham, the Greensboro, Charlotte,
Gilbert.
And I think Flo's Diner. I think that's the other place they play. So that's what they do, and they claim to have a world title, although they've never actually left the goddamn state. So
yeah, probably should be a regional title. But I let me explain. Well,
you know
this.
What? They've also got a Carolina title.
Ooh, so, and see, they're expanding.
Since it seems to me that that would incorporate both North and South Carolina, it seems that that might be a more prestigious title than their world title. But
no, but what makes me sad is the fact that we can't afford to get better talent than goddamn El Rey. I mean, we're sending over El Rey to fight these guys. I mean, we can't, you know.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a little bit. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I can. You asked what we were doing about this. I'll tell you why. There was another corporation that allowed a smaller organization to have some airtime in their, federation, and down the line they were able to scout and acquire some of the best entertainment from that little regional promotion, and that's kind of what we're looking at doing here. Now, Bubba J, being a former world champion over in Rebel Pro, one of their top of line stars. Who knows? We might be able to acquire him for future events. And if you pay attention to this match, Bubba J did indeed get a win over El Rey. And El Rey is a former Grizzly Beer champion. So whether or not he comes from a regional place or not, I mean, every one of us started small.
Oh,
so,
not me. I mean, I just
you went from 0 to 60.
So. Yeah, here's what, you know, okay, but the thing is, okay, Bubba J facing off against one of our mid-carders, he's a main eventer over there, basically.
Former world champion.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. We're making that, even in, this is incredible book, this is incredible smarts on whoever booked this one, being you, Chameleon. You made their even in their victory, you made it look bad.
Like it should.
What the hell?
Talk more when I'm done recording.
Yeah. All right.
Who's listening to U.S. car commercials?
Thank you. Now we've had the musical interlude for the evening.
Sorry, my.
Are we having technical difficulties?
There was someone else over here whose cell phone rang, and they were interfering in my recording time, and I had to shoot them out as fast as I could. So
anyway, we'll talk more about Rebel Pro here. And just so everybody knows, it's a hardcore promotion. These aren't even wrestlers. These are people.
Oh, hardcore wrestlers.
These are people that like to beat each other up with barbed wire on the weekends.
Barbed wire and fluorescent light tubes and throw themselves through glass tables. That shit ain't wrestling.
Yeah, they don't have glass tables in North Carolina.
Yeah, but if we look, this match with El Rey had some wrestling in it, so they can wrestle.
Because El Rey can bring it, that's why.
Well, hey, and if we can step these people up to, work on our level, then they're welcome to come over and try.
Well, you know what? I would be happy if they could just step it up to, like, the EWO level, let alone our level. That's asking.
No, that's true. But, hey, one step at a time, right?
Yeah, that was.
There's no elevator to the PWA. You got to step it up.
Yeah, it's.
Stairway to heaven.
Yeah. Somebody got served. I don't know who it was.
if Fiona's in the room, it was somebody.
Well, if Mr. Hardcore could go over to Rebel Pro, he'd fit right in.
We got
Mr. Hardcore.
Hey, behind
we should
myself.
Go down
up
there
yours.
And show them what PWA Hardcore is all about. Show them that they're pussy
little. Well, you know
little.
What? Just as a little preview, we are. El Rey, he did an admirable job, but ultimately was overcome by Bubba J. But we are sending a former PWA World, former World Hardcore. Can you have a World Hardcore Champion? No. But you can't have a former PWA Hardcore Champion going to defend our honor, I guess. If that's
who would that be?
Well, we don't have a Hardcore title anymore, sadly, so no, we can't.
No,
who's
it's
the former Hardcore Champion?
We'll get to it.
Yeah,
All right. Continuing on.
Yeah, we had a number one contendership match for the Intercontinental.
Wait. We had this little bit of a segment in between those matches, and I know this is of great interest to our friend Mr. Somers over there. We may have had the return of former PWA television champion, Fire.
Well, there was somebody who was in the back area who looked like her, but there were some differences. So either or, fire or not fire. You know, if she's back, fine. That's fine. If she's not back, fine.
Another woman on the roster to get STD jokes about, whatever.
Boo!
All right, so maybe fire.
Hey, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Let's talk about some wrestling. We got number one contendership match for the Intercontinental title between
Crazy Fucker versus the Russian
and Vitaly Petrov. And I'm just going to say, in a bit of a shocking upset, because, you know, McNasty's former world champion. He has held the world title the second longest amount of time here in the PWA.
Longest consecutive.
That doesn't really matter. It doesn't count if you don't defend it. But anyway.
Yeah, but he didn't get beat by Scotty Snow, so. Ooh,
no, that's. Well, see. We don't know that. We don't know that. Anyway.
No, that's true. Not on air.
Yeah, Vitaly Petrov walks away.
Very good PWA, yeah. Anyway.
As the top contender to Corey Lazarus's belt. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
So there we go. There we've got it. It's
It was a good close back-and-forth match. Yeah, McNasty, I believe, just isn't quite back up to the level that he was before he left the PWA under
So maybe he should go down to Rebel Pro and brush up on his skills.
Yeah, he could join Mr. Hardcore down there and tag team.
I don't know what you're talking about. So here's what we got. We got a grudge match between Razor and Victor.
Hey, who let Razor into the studio?
Well, he's got a segment. Victor Stone. This is like a three-peat from previous months. So
this is their second match.
I thought it was like there was a third one, a third meeting.
Meeting comes up next month.
Oh Jesus!
Spoiler!
You're a little bit ahead of yourself there, Rob.
I've been good at keeping up with that shit, Rob.
Well, it feels like the third match.
Well, I mean, you hear one Victor Stone versus Razor promo, and you hear them all. So,
well, except for
unlike some people, at least they promo.
No,
what? I showed myself up for our matches. Oh wait, no. Oh, never mind. Shut up.
So we got Vic, Razor, Victor Stone breaking the funk, bringing the funk, and breaking the funk is basically what this all amounted to. He finally. He's starting to come back, live up to some of that potential that he's shown in the past, and he puts away Razor in a shocking turn of development.
I thought it was a very strong match. One of the best matches on the card, in my opinion, if not the best. The problem with the ending, of course, is Requiem, his wife, was just in the wrong place at the wrong time and distracted him just enough. But, you know, still, Victor Stone got the win because he was just a better man that night. And I'm not, you know, Razor admits that. But, you know, since Stone decided to interfere with Razor's events for Who's the Man leading up to this pay-per-view, Razor's wanting to return the favor, and they're going to get a rubber match at Phoenix Rising, and, you know, we'll see what happens from there.
Yep, we'll see what happens. And what happens next is the Who's the Man Finals, traditionally the main event of the pay-per-view, but since I'm the world champion, how could that not be the goddamn main event? We got Hunter Sullivan.
I don't think it was the main event last year either.
Shut your dirty mouth. All right, we got... Hunter, actually, it wasn't last year. I forget what was. It was the next to last match that was the co-main event last year.
Wasn't it Razor versus somebody?
No,
Razor versus PX, wasn't that it?
Oh, yeah, that was because of the shocking swerve at the end. And then the finals last year, of course, was Corey Lazarus taking on the Phoenix. But anyway.
You lost that match, Rob.
Yeah, but who's the world champion now? Anyway. So, Hunter Sullivan.
Yeah, if we went by that thought process, we could all claim to be the best at some point.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm the best, right? So.
And next one, Hunter Sullivan versus Jacob Figgins.
Are they going to implode? Well, you know what? What they do is they've got a tie. They are both the man. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
And amazingly, that's what happened.
What is it with Hunter Sullivan and 60-minute matches these days? It's like he's trying to prove something.
Well, he's trying to make up for shortcomings other places. So
he's trying to prove he can't
have high stamina. He's got to go long the ring because he can't other areas. That's what it amounts to. We had a grizzly beer title match between two of our co-hosts tonight, Mr. Hardcore and Camelion.
All I gotta fucking say is I promised a fucking man to steal the show, and it fucking stole the damn show.
Yeah, it stole the show. It happened before the pay-per-view. We recorded earlier, remember, you dumbass?
What the hell's that even got to do with stealing the show, bitch?
Because it wasn't on the show to steal
about
it.
This. Think about this. While this... I want to know something. While we were showing this pre-taped match, what was going on in the arena?
Everybody was watching it on the ADC-tron.
I know, but...
Duh.
But they... Okay. You think the fans really wanted to watch a 20-minute match on the screen? They paid to watch wrestling in the ring.
Now, this happened worse. Phoenix and Razor had a match taped off of Genesis, and it was shown on Genesis. Nobody complained then. Nobody complained now.
People loved it because it was exciting. It was
action. Think outside the box, Rich. Come on, you asshole.
Anyway, so we got that.
I don't see you wrestling on the screen or in the ring, buddy.
Anyway,
I'm not a trained wrestler.
No, you're not.
Excuses.
But you
know what? It still doesn't live up to that match a few months ago where I got dinosaur bones thrown on top of me.
I don't know about that. You getting the hell beat out of you by about 20 little kids with water noodles is pretty goddamn funny to me.
Hey, they didn't beat the hell out of me. I had to swim under them. Yeah, but those things don't hurt. They're just annoying. They got in the way. But you know what? Hey, the best part of the match, I got to tell you, it wasn't shown on TV. Okay, it wasn't beating you. It wasn't the Grizzly Beer title. Nothing. I got a $20 tip from that couple I served the salad to. That was great.
Yep.
Okay.
Funny.
Hey, Mr. Hardcore, how was that cheesecake?
Yeah, how was the cheesecake? I told you it was to die for.
What cheesecake? Oh, the cheesecake. I don't know. I tried a little mousse. It wasn't too bad. Chocolate mousse. They brought some to the ER while I was still getting skin grafts. So, yeah.
I went back to the arena for the show. I had some. It was good. And you know what's great about cheesecake? You don't need teeth. But anyway. our next match, Rob.
Our next match. Oh, my God. I thought we were reliving the entire thing. The PWA Intercontinental title match between Corey Lazarus and Thunderwolf. The man time forgot. Yeah. Wow.
Three syllables of boredom.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Speaking of Thunderwolf.
What the hell?
That is not me.
No, that was for Thunderwolf. That was in case he catches the show here. So anyway,
Corey doesn't have time.
All right, Rich, what did I tell you about the goddamn soundboard?
Hey! I want to know who is messing with the soundboard?
That is the only
sound effect I've played this entire show. Everyone's throwing out sound effects. Everybody complains when I use them. Yet nobody said a damn word about anything else that's been going on tonight. Fuck you all.
What?
I don't have a soundboard.
I don't either.
Jeez. Rich. All right. We are moving. All right.
Oh, fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Somebody throw him out of here. He's unruly.
Yeah, he's making Hardcore blush.
So anyway, so here's what we got.
No, that's the skin trying to heal. I'm going to look like I'm blushing or sweating for about the next months. You come over here and push that button and see what happens to your finger.
All right, so... yeah, we'll talk about this match. These two people hate each other. It's just been building up for a couple of decades, it feels like.
I thought we already covered enough of this.
All right, we did. There's no title change. Let's move on.
There was no match.
No match.
Yeah. I covered the important part. There was no title change. All we care about is Corey Lazarus is the Intercontinental Champion. Uh-huh. After man.
We care about that? Okay.
Well, no, but you got to keep the records. Anyway.
Oh, that's true.
So... we got BWA Tag Team title match, getting a show of respect by putting it in the next to last match slot that it normally is not seen since the Grimms were active, with the Renegade Souljaws versus the Generation of Destruction, Hunter the Viper Sullivan, Jacob the Celtic Fury Biggins.
Versus Mark Zout and covered in sauce, Ryan Ross.
That's right.
Which apparently has a finishing move called the Dipped in Sauce now or something.
And of course, the Souljaws are the defending tag team champions, which is amazing to me. I think they won on like their first fucking match. But they didn't retain it on their second fucking match, Generation Destruction. Not only are they the men of the PWA, they're the tag team champions as well.
PWA World Tag Team Champions, which, you know, which technically we could use that against them and say that was their only world title shot to get for a winning franchise.
Yeah, but that's thinking. All right.
Unfortunately, I was overruled, but we'll get to that later.
And that brings us up to the PWA World title match. Speaking of world titles, we got the world title match. Between
for the biggest prize in the industry today.
Oh, yes.
As those Rebel Pro guys, they think, our title is so important. Fuck that shit. They never once had their world title defended in front of 70,000 people in the PWA Dome.
Hey, Rob, as we get to the end of this, you do realize it proves that the talent is not a lie.
Rob, if I may, I just want to steal one of your lines. I believe that Mr. Radio Rich today has a lot of sand in his Virginia.
I'm just sick of, I am sick of this, of Rebel Pro. I'm sick of all these hardcore federations treating themselves like wrestling.
Sounds like a Cena Edge match right there.
All right. You know what? And here's what we're going to talk. Here's what happens between the reigning. I love the sound of this. The reigning world heavyweight champion of the world. See, I threw the world in there twice because it's just that fucking big a title.
It's going to rain.
Reigning, defending, undisputed, undefeated PWA world heavyweight champion.
I don't know about undefeated.
Undefeated since he's won the title. Yes. Since he's become a champion. Time. In title match,
yes.
Actually, no. No, wait, sorry. Let me phrase that. He's not undefeated since becoming champion.
In title matches.
Phoenix loses to.
While I'm acting in the capacity as the world champion, I am undefeated.
Riona and McNasty beat your ass, buddy.
Not since I've. No, not while I was acting as world champion. Jeez.
I thought you were always acting world champion.
Not when I'm in a tag match. That's not it. That's not world champion match. That's a tag.
Whatever helps you convince your wife into canoodle.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Versus Riona Langley, the woman he's beat and beat and beat. And this is.
And has remained clean, shockingly.
And
I hear him screaming when he pees.
And here's the thing, and this match was no exception, as the Phoenix is still your world heavyweight champion.
Because you got yourself counted out.
Well, and here's why.
Yeah, okay, I do have a question about this. I tried to talk to the ref, but he disappeared on me. How does Riona get declared the winner on a count out when she was out of the ring, too?
That is an excellent question, and here's the unfortunate answer, because I did track this bastard down. It should, because I asked him, and he's not afraid of me anymore since I'm not actually president, but the answer is because I left the ring first. That started the count. There was a whole separate count for Riona. So, she actually had another good, if her count didn't keep going because the match was over. Otherwise, in 5 more seconds, she would have been counted out. You see what I'm saying? So that's why.
I see.
That's why. That's actually a little known rule, is that each wrestler that's out of the ring has a separate 10 count, but it's not often enforced. I mean, especially because you don't have the referee going, 1, 1, 2, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, that sounds like the count from Sesame Street there.
But so that is actually how that worked, because I left the ring and got counted out.
All right.
There's
more to go on here. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just to explain, I had her beat, and I thought, fuck it. It's not my fault we got such wimpy referees. I wish Cyrus Morton was back. I never thought I'd say that. But, you know, fuck it. I proven everything I had to prove, and I left. And Riona took exception. She followed me up the ramp. She tried to pull my world title away, and we kind of fought on the ramp a little bit. Well, frankly, that's whenever Generation Destruction came out. You know, they've got the title shot, the world title shot, because they are the men. And people were thinking, oh my God, they're going to take out the Phoenix here and now. But what exactly happened?
Well, they double hip tossed Riona right off the stage and onto the concrete below.
I'm noticing a nasty trend here where people come out to attack you and somehow end up teaming up with you. What the fuck?
Well, that's a good question, because I am the most important and powerful man in the PWA. And people, especially these youngsters, they can appreciate that, and they want to be associated with greatness, such as community.
I just figured you had some special brand of Kool-Aid you was passing out in the back
room.
Yeah,
it's called awesomeness, is what it's called. People want that awesomeness. They want some of that greatness for themselves. And after that beatdown and the ashes that we hit Riona with, or rather I hit Riona with, you know, we stood in the ring. Chameleon, Generation of Destruction, Sullivan, Figgins, and the Phoenix, all champions in the PWA, all the best in the business, and that's how it is.
The only title you don't have at this point is Corey Lazarus's Intercontinental title.
And we don't really need it. Because we are the best of the best. We are God.
They don't have the TV title either, buddy.
We are
that don't count.
Yeah, who the fuck cares?
That don't count.
We are gods among men. We are the pantheon of the PWA. So
even the Titans were brought down by some other gods. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, nothing.
The Titans were brought down by the gods.
Indeed.
Zeus killed his own father.
Yeah. No duh. Anyway, thank you.
Thanks for the history lesson. Now,
and right. Kratos attempted to kill his father. Anyway. So what's your point?
So anyway, so that's for another podcast. That's how Who's the Man ended with the Pantheon standing triumphantly in the middle of the ring. Gold.
Now, how did Rampage go?
And smiles on their face.
Well, before we get to Rampage, we should probably take a break.
Yes, a break.
Indeed.
Sounds pretty good.
All right. It's break time. We're going to listen to a song because that's how breaks work around here. And we will be back in approximately 3.5 minutes.
PWA, home of shameless copyright infringement.
Oh, wow. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. That was, I mean, you just cannot get enough Dolly Parton for my money. So now that we've played that, we've listened to that, we've talked about Who's the Man.
Stop with the Indian burns. You're going to rip my stitches.
Anyway, I don't want to know what's going on over there. Well, now we're going to talk about Saturday Night Rampage. For this previous week, the March 21st edition of Saturday Night Rampage. Let's just get right to the action. We got a returning star might be too strong a word. A guy that we've seen before in the PWA ring is now back in the PWA ring, and I can only be talking about the one, the only, the fabulous, the neon green Nuke Fusion.
And that's about how we feel about it.
I was very excited to see Nuke coming back. And he took on Jacob Collins.
That he did. In other words,
he wins. So good for him.
I mean, this is a guy I didn't expect to see back at PWA. In fact, I believe, and I may be incorrect on this, but I was pretty sure that wasn't he an award winner for, See Ya, We Hardly Knew Ya or whatever?
I think so.
Radio Rich, go check that for us.
I'm actually
time,
looking at
time
it right
for Radio
now.
Rich to do his job.
That's right.
And then bring me some coffee, bitch.
That's your job.
Uh-huh. Yes, for quarter four, he indeed was the See Ya, We Hardly Knew Ya award winner. So,
well, I say, Rich, I'm the new co-host. You get to be intern this year.
All right.
I wonder, do we take away awards if you come back?
I don't know. That's
going to be retracted.
Nah, we'll let it go. I mean, we hardly knew him then. We might get to know him now.
Yeah, we didn't. He didn't win the year end award, so it's all right.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, who would have? Who cares?
Yeah. Well,
anyway, let's go on with Rampage.
Yeah, let's talk about Final Resistance, who I still don't know who the fuck they are. Take it on the O'Connor boys.
Well, there was a promo before that with Renegade Soldier.
I'm not,
everybody knows about it and they can go and read it. We're not going to go over it.
I'm just looking at the match.
There's a promo. The soldiers basically renounced their evil ways and went back to the ways of the light.
Okay.
Which would make an impact in the PWA if they'd been here long enough for us to know who they were to begin with.
That's a good point. Yeah. You got to be evil or you cannot be evil.
Yeah, or you got to actually... You got to press upon us one side before you announce you're the other side. They could have just come out and says, we're going to just do this.
The roster page, anyone else know that Victor Stone is starting to jump the Jamie Flynn bus? He's already traded out his old Corey Lazarus for a new model in Alex Noble.
Spoilers!
Yeah, a little bit ahead there, kiddo.
Oh, I was just looking at the roster. I didn't even see the
right
pitch this week.
All right, you're back to being the intern. Man.
Yep, that doesn't make much of an impact because you weren't the other one long enough to care.
Great way of using that to tie into Rampage here.
Thank you so much. Anyway.
All right, so anyway, we got, what do we got now? We got Mark Zout taking on... Mark McNasty taking on Mark Wahlberg. Wow. Taking on the other Mark Wahlberg, who is a TV show host who is not the rapper. It's
but not taking on Mark Summers, just so we clarify.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Mark Summers would fuck them all up.
And amazingly enough, Mark McNasty continues his losing ways. Actually, why is that amazing? It's not amazing. He's a schmuck.
I was disappointed the match wasn't more back and forth than it could have been, considering that I believe Mark Zout actually asked to face Mark McNasty because of respecting Mark McNasty's ability in the ring. So Mark Zout got disappointed, not because he didn't win, because he did, obviously, but he didn't get the challenge he was looking for.
Well, you know, that's how it goes, especially with the new improved Mark McNasty, but we'll get to that. We got, what do we got? We got Victor, the animal, the beast, the
skipping
fuck
over
it.
Something, but...
You're kind of skipping over the big announcement here.
As I've explained like five times now, I will explain one more time. I am looking not at the show results, but at the list of matches.
I see.
Well, this is because you're not reading the right recaps.
The big announcement, Riona Langley is pregnant with Quan Truplets.
Nah, you can't have the kind of damage to the ovaries that she's had and still have kids. Anyway, alright, please tell us about this big announcement.
Big announcement.
Maybe I should let the person that actually made the announcement tell about the announcement.
I was starting to when you interrupted me, thank you.
I thought he was addressing me.
No, anyway. Not you either. Anyway.
Get over yourself, Rich.
Fuck you.
All right. First of all, there were two major announcements made at this point. I had to come out, and first of all, we originally were going to go back to Germany for Revolutions for Minute 2, but contract negotiations fell through, sadly, which I feel bad for Germany. I feel bad for a three-night event. Maybe we can put it on during another indie event this summer. You know, fingers are crossed. But
there's a spot open after because of Farewell to Arms. So
yep,
maybe.
That's true. But because of that, it was up to me to rename the pay-per-view and go with a different direction. And I chose Phoenix Rising as our next pay-per-view. But, you know, that's obvious because Pantheon members watch each other's back, and I figured this was a good thing for Rob, and that's what he gets.
However, did he pay you off?
He didn't pay me off. I chose the name as kind of a softening blow for the next announcement. The board of directors
so
took
kind.
Over power at this point because originally it was while Rob was world champion, I decided his matches, and he decided mine, but since we are now on the same side here, the board of directors has taken the power away from me. And in doing so, they've announced that one segment of RPM will be brought back, the Elimination Chamber. And
dun, dun, dun.
Phoenix, sorry, man, they've named five number one contenders to your PWA World Championship.
Not afraid.
I hope not, because the first on the list is Riona Langley getting her rematch. Especially after winning last month, they're definitely naming
that
her.
That wasn't
contender.
A win.
Now it goes as a W in the books, and that's
well,
what they're following.
You know what? Let's just hope that, you know, maybe she can do something with shot number three, match number four. Maybe she can turn something around.
We don't know. You know, well, you know, in a one-on-one, maybe. But we're looking at a little bit of a problem
here. Well, you
know,
I will have to say that this kind of match would favor Riona because she's not used to going one-on-one. You know what I mean?
That's true. However, let's extend this beyond Riona Langley. Someone else who you've had some problems with in the past, Mark McNasty, is part of this match.
I agree with the audience. There's a little... All right, Rich, you're getting cut off. It looks like we got...
Yeah, no more Yoo-hoo for you.
Back to you. You're back to
back
you.
Back to being co-host for me. Hoorah.
Okay.
No, you ain't the you're not the fucking co-host.
And this show is Russo-rific. In fact, I think that's going to be the name of it. Russo-rific.
Yeah, it keeps back and seesawing back and forth between those two. But all right, so Mark McNasty, who based on his current track record, shouldn't be much of a problem for you. However, you know, you got these two who have had some pretty strong matches with you, who could be challenging up and down. The board of directors, who probably weren't thinking too clearly, are just focusing on the fact that our Who's the Man winner generally gets a world title match at the next pay-per-view. Well, we've had co-winners this year. Generation of Destruction, part of the Pantheon, Hunter Sullivan and Jacob Figgins have been included into this match. So,
well, Rob, you got some backup.
Possibly. I've heard through the grapevine... because Hunter doesn't know how to keep his voice down in the locker room, that he is anxious to get his hands on that PWA world title.
Ooh, deception most foul.
But the sixth man included in this match, Jethro Hayes. That was the end of my announcement.
And Phoenix goes quiet. That does not bode well.
I'm sorry, I drifted off. I was not paying attention. So there you go. A quote-unquote shocking announcement. Here's a spoiler alert. The Phoenix walks out with the title. But
the timing of this pay per view, Phoenix Rising. You rose 5 months ago. It's like
it's called Phoenix Rising. How did I win the title in a match a whole hell of a lot tougher than this one? I think I'm feeling pretty confident. Maybe a little cocky, maybe a little arrogant, but you know what? That's how the Pantheon.
So no different than usual.
Yeah,
got
that's
it.
How the Pantheon is. We know we're the best.
Don't get penis-y.
I heard what?
Don't get penis-y.
Hey, am I back to being co-host?
You know what? I think you're both on probation. Double secret probation. All right, let's.
And that puts me as co-host. All right.
All right, let's move on. Moving on to the PWA.
I'd be a great co-host, Rob. I agree with you more often than not nowadays.
I like that. That's what I look for in my. You know what? If you don't watch it, my cat Kiara is going to be the new co-host because she is definitely a yes man.
Rich, I think you need to sneak out of here before they start going PG-13 on each other.
Yeah.
All right.
Ryan Ross versus Victor Stone.
At least they're not going God on another.
All right, come on, guys. Yeah. We got to get this.
We keep it professional. I can't say the same about Hunter and Figgins, but we keep it professional.
That's right. But you know what? We got
professional ass kisser.
You know, speaking of your disgusting little fantasies, we got covered in sauce. Ryan Ross taking on
dipped in sauce. Ryan Ross.
Oh, that's even worse.
No, it's covered in sauce.
Hey, whatever.
Get it right.
There's a lot of sauce.
Well, he's dipped first, covered at the end.
There's a lot of sauce, and it's all over Ryan Ross. That's all
like
I know.
No coat.
Well, Ryan Ross was all over Victor Stone in this match.
All right. Well, let's talk about it real quick. 30 seconds. Go.
Ross wins.
All right. Now we've got a PWA TV title match. Jonathan Ryker, the defending champion, taking on El Rey de Corazones. 30 seconds, go.
Ryker wins.
Ryker wins.
Man, you guys are...
defense number one!
Yeah. Successful defense number one against El Rey. Ryker not only wins this match, but actually puts a exclamation mark on winning the television title at Who's the Man Over Jethro Hayes. So... Speaking of Jethro Hayes,
I got a question. Since can we possibly get this happen where if Jonathan Ryker manages to get all his defenses in by the time that Phoenix Rising happens, can we replace Jonathan Ryker in the match in exchange for Mark McNasty? It might make the match a little bit better.
I'm for that.
So anyway,
I don't know. I would think that getting rid of Riona would be much better as far as health wise,
because
you really
don't
want to contaminate all those people.
Anyway, let's just go on now. We got
Speaking of Jethro Hayes, as I was trying to segue into.
That's right. He had a match against the Camel Lion. Now, please, how did that one go?
You want to call it a match?
Oh, that went real good. That went real good. Look. First of all. No discredit to Hunter Sullivan, none at all. But this was one of the most grueling matches I've had in a while, and one of the matches I was most uncomfortable with getting booked into. But I went out there and I did my best, and, you know, Jethro, he's talking about he's going to be the Southern hero, the leader of this unnamed group that's supposed to go against Pantheon, but yet no one seems to be backing Jethro up. It seems to be just him. And he's talking about how he's going to start on the list of the Pantheon and knock us all down like bowling pins or whatever. But that little mission of his got derailed, just as I said it would, right from the get-go.
You know,
and afterwards, we sent him a message.
I bet you're not aware of this. That unnamed group, I just got a memo just now. They've got a name. Are you ready? Oh, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, hang on.
I'm ready.
Yeah. The Douchebags. There we go. That's the name.
You know, and it fits them
perfectly.
I know.
I thought whoever...
But who's on their team? Jethro Hayes and...
Jethro Hayes' tractor.
Yeah, so anyway, so there we go.
Now, maybe he brought his farm animals with him.
Yeah, his pig. Oh, I mean his sister. Anyway.
All right, we got a tag team title match.
That's both, right?
Didn't you sleep with Jethro's sister?
No, I slept with Kelia Godivore, but I regret it every day of my life when I try to take a whiz.
All right, we got
they're closely related,
come
I think.
On, ladies, focus.
Anyway, we sent him a message after the match.
That's
so
right, we did. mother. Anyway, I'm a little grumpy. It's
grumpy.
Yeah, it's a mixture between grumpy and grumpy. You kind of.
Moving on, tag team title match. Go.
Yeah, that's right. We got Jerry's Destruction taking on Emperor Ian Shadow Star, and was this ever in doubt? Answer.
No.
All right.
Now, you know, I'm giving credit to Emperor Ian again. The guy has picked up a lot over the past month, you know.
Why team him with Shadow Star? Why give him the
headway? Because they fought a match against Final Resistance to be number one contenders. They won the match. They were obligated.
But again, why'd you team him up with Shadow Star in the first place?
I don't know, because I thought maybe the two of them could compliment each other, but all they could do is condemn each other, and that's what they did. Shadow Star, in fact, condemned Emperor Ian to lose one of his first title chances in quite some time. But, you know, it didn't matter if they were going to back each other up or not. They were going against Generation of Destruction, so as Rob said, the outcome was naturally, you know, predetermined.
Shadow basically... lost the match for his team because Ian was doing pretty decently at the end. And then Shadow, tagged himself in. Yeah.
All right. Now we got an Intercontinental title match.
Before we go on real quick, I just want to point out that we didn't mention this, but this Rampage is very much pay-per-view quality because we do have so many title matches on the show.
I know. It's like a Rampage of champions.
Yeah. See, I feel bad now not putting my Grizzly Bear title on line, but no, I'm not that stupid.
Anyway, we got a PWA Intercontinental title match between, it's, you know, here's, according to the booking sheet, Corey Lazarus versus Vitaly Petrov, who would beat Mark McNasty, who's the man, of course, to get the shot. Let's talk about what happened here.
Well, as I said on the show, due to some unseen first circumstances, Vitaly... Yeah, he seemed to be in no shape to defend the IC title. Corey seems to be, you know, skimming by with all these non-matches. And, you said Vitaly was out because of the alcohol. Well, he let go of
Smirnoff.
Yeah, he let go of his briefcase he won at Genesis. And, well, for some reason, Victor found it. And he got the IOU contract that I mentioned months ago on PWA Radio. And he was cashing it in against his tag team partner of Controlled Violence, Corey Lazarus. And I guess Stone was feeling a little angry about losing earlier in the night. And I guess with Lazarus... his situation? I don't know. Stone's thinking, I'm not too sure about.
Okay. We'll find out, I'm sure.
But Stone wanted the shot, and I gave it to
him.
All
right, well, that's all that matters.
See, why are you guys saying that I'm doing spoilers? I never said that anything about Stone turning on Laz there. I just said that Stone got a new tag team partner. What's up with that?
Yeah, but it was reading between the lines. You let it through before it needed to be. But yes, now talk about it. Stone has a new tag team partner. Who is it?
Alex, I'm not Wilkie, because, you know, someone with talent.
That's true. Somebody who doesn't think talent is alive like himself.
The Messiah of Violent Innovation, Alex Noble.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's
so another long name.
That's as bad as Figgins' old finishes.
All right. Anyway, let's move on.
But I do want to comment on... guess what? We got breaking news from the desk of Radio Rich.
No, don't
you
it.
Dare.
Basically,
well, there better be some good news to go with that sound effect.
Okay, breaking news from the desk of Radio Rich. I won't play the sound effect again. Apparently, according to the rumors that are in fact now confirmed, the Corey Lazarus contract in the PWA has in fact ended. I believe, Chameleon, are you guys still in contract negotiations with Mr. Lazarus?
We've left the door open for him, but based on some information that I'm in possession of that I can't reveal, he's going to be out for some time now. And, you know, we'll keep the door open for him, but I'm not really holding my breath at this time. In fact, you know, there are some names that have actually come into my office over this last week that might be making a return that would probably, if they put up the effort that they did a long time ago, could, you know, replace Corey Lazarus as a near main level
performer.
All
right, well, that's fantastic. We need to get going. We're running so long on the time.
And we're still an hour shy of most of our shows, but come on, let's go.
Yeah, I know.
World title match.
The world title match. The Phoenix, the Razor.
The Razor.
And, you know, that's just how shit goes. So, please, let's talk about the match real quick. 30 seconds, people, go!
Razor wins.
God interferes!
All right, there we have it.
Yeah, Razor wins, but doesn't win the title. And
that's all that matters, yeah.
But, you know, Razor didn't win because he beat you. I mean, yeah, he got the Tombstone Shoulder Breaker, but you kicked out of that.
I've got a win over Razor at Genesis, which is a feat that I don't think too many people can boast about. So, you know, losing to him.
In fact, I don't think anybody else can.
Yeah, there
can.
You go. So,
but you also did it off the show, technically.
But,
so Razor.
Oh, you know what? You don't go get in this semantic game with me.
You didn't actually beat Razor at Genesis.
Or in a ring, or pinned his shoulders down.
The match was booked as a Genesis match. That's all that matters. So anyway, I handed Razor his soul Genesis loss. So, but that's okay, because it doesn't matter. I'm
soul. Yeah, good pun like there.
Yes.
So
that's okay. He's gotten back a few of his own. But, you know, at the same time, while we know you could kick out of a Tombstone Shoulder Breaker, we were not going to give a chance that maybe blinked. So we ran down there and, you know, we stopped.
Yeah, because you know me. You know that I like to show off and kick out at the very last second to make it look all dramatic and stuff. You know, and you thought, well, maybe this time Rob didn't hear the first, you know, time the referees handed the mat. It's always better. That's what the Pantheon does. They look out for each other.
With a little help from my friends, you get by with a little
you
help.
You don't have any friends.
Yeah, I don't know where you were going with
also,
that. But
you don't,
it was
also,
way
you
off
don't have a desk
field.
Any longer because interns don't get desks.
Yeah, so take that. Aha, I just inherited a desk.
You're
Where's Mr. Hardcore? Is he sitting under Rich's desk?
Broadcasting from underneath Rich's old
This
desk is my home now. I don't want to hear any shit about it.
Well, he finally came up from under the desk.
Mr. Hardcore has become Mr. Homeless. What happened?
I don't want to know what he was doing down there.
This desk is my home now. I don't want to hear any shit from you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Maybe he was checking to see if Radio Rich was pre-op or post-op.
yeah, I heard that has been brought into question lately. So.
Oh, that guy was an Austin asshole. I don't want to deal with.
Oh man.
Anyway, the Pantheon stands in the ring at the end of the show, dominant as we're going to be for.
You know, you expect that kind of behavior from like a Taurus, not from an Aries. I don't get that at all. That's just fucked up.
Of course, Victor Stone did come in and knock out a Razor and agreed to challenge. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. So there.
All right now.
And is Victor Stone part of the Pantheon? From the two leaders of the Pantheon?
No. No. No chance in hell. We do not accept people into our organization who, one, give up world title shots, and two, are not elite like
us.
Yeah,
there you go. Elite. Elite.
What constitutes
elite? Or,
as
the kids say, elite. All right. Now, real quick, we're going to I'm just going to run down the matches. We're not going to talk about them. We're just going to say what they is.
Okay, go for it.
All right, we got a triple threat match. Shadow Star, Raw Mike, Chris Rage. Got a couple of brand new guys, brand new names. Going to be very exciting. I talked about it. God damn it. We got a tag team match. The new Controlled Violence versus Ryan and Litmus Ross. Litmus? I don't
know. Yeah, I guess he's the younger brother of Ryan. He got a single match.
I didn't even put that together. All right, yeah.
Yeah, Hunter Sullivan and Jethro Hayes, and I gotta say, this could be the sleeper match of the night.
Dipped in sauce, teaming up with Likes to Snuff Exhaust. Anyway.
All right, yeah.
We got then after that we got the other half of God, Jacob Figgins, facing off against.
I don't know.
Razor. Your little brother, Mr. Hardcore.
Yeah, we got.
Anyway, that's gonna be a good match too.
I'm not looking at a card. I had to guess that one. Let anyone
know. All right, Jonathan Ryker in his second TV title defense against newcomer Marks.
Yep. Yeah, speaking of a Mark, yeah.
Mark's out facing off against the returning Riona Langley.
And I got his comment on this match real quick. Mark's out, just like with Mark McNasty, specifically requested Riona Langley because of his respect for her. So this will be the second time Mark's out wants to test himself against a veteran in the ring. Let's hope that in this case, unlike McNasty, Riona actually blinks and realizes she's in a match.
Yeah, here's a great marketing idea. I just want to throw this out there. Maybe the guys in marketing should start selling the Mark's out action figures at the Home Depot because the dude's a tool. We've got a Grizzly Beer title match, Chameleon. Camelion taking on the returning, the victorious Nuke Fusion. Look at that. You beat Jacob Cobbs, you get a Grizzly Beer title match. Not that he's going to win because he ain't.
Yeah, I'm not sweating as much in this one.
Sorry, Nuke. But you know, I love it. You know that you are my new Kyle Stevenson.
Or Kyle Stevenson.
Stevenson's place. I don't remember.
The new. Oh, I'm not even going to.
But you, yes. Too many. You are my new guy, Nuke. You do not let me down, but you can't win this because you're not Pantheon material. I hate to say it, but you're not. And we've got the main event. Of course, this is going to be glorious. This is one for the ages. Forget Phoenix versus Razor. Forget Phoenix versus Flynn. Phoenix versus Langley 1, 2, or 3.
Or Mark McNasty 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
I forget all about those already. We've got the Phoenix taking on Emperor Ian. Emperor Ian's shot at the main event on Rampage, and by God, it's going to be glorious.
And, yeah, since it was a non-title match, I got to book this, so you're welcome.
Yeah. And you know what? And some people go, all right, you know, this is going to be a fantastic match.
Can I get my catchphrase for you?
Well, hang on.
The royalty of all royalty.
You know, a lot of people are probably wondering, they're like, well, why is, you know, Emperor Ian's awesome, and he's spectacular, and he's probably the best guy that's not in the Pantheon that's on the roster. And that's all true. I mean, the guy comes to the ring in style, but why is he getting a world title shot when last week he lost a tag team title match? What I don't understand.
Because Shadow Star lost the tag title match.
It's not a world title match. It's just the main event. Because you said it yourself. You're not going to be on Rampage unless you're in the main event. Or in a main event quality match. So, you know, I figured you're on the card.
I'm just throwing this out.
And I'm booking you against Emperor Ian. I'm pushing it to the main event.
Yeah.
You know, even though a Grizzly Bear title match really would make a great main event, too.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. And all the PWA fans, they need to know about this. Because this week, and this week only, I pray to God that I don't believe in. But I'm praying anyway just to hedge my bets. This is the only time this happens. Your PWA World Heavyweight Champion will be competing in Rebel Pro.
A non-wrestling association.
What the
yes,
fuck?
I will be down there.
What, why are you sully? You know, Rob, me and you, we have our differences, but I gotta ask, why the fuck are you sullying your royal feet? Your regal, majestic PWA.
I can't hear, any words of all the advocates.
Okay.
All right.
Calm down.
That backwater.
Can't hear over all the ass kicking.
Mute him.
He knows he's way too far up Rob's sphincter.
Here's the deal. It's two words will explain it. Contractual obligation. You know, that was a deal. There is a little bit of cross-promotion going on. I don't know who the genius in the PWA, the marketing department that signed this deal was, but apparently we got there. I don't know. I guess he was the world champion at the time, Bubba J., for our pay-per-view. They don't really have pay-per-views, but so we're just throwing me out there on some match, some event. They get the PWA world champion, which of course is the Phoenix, as it has been for quite a while now. Longest amount of time holding the title of anybody in PWA history, recent PWA history. Anyway, so I will be going down there. It will be a hardcore match. I am a former hardcore champion. Thank you very much. So this is not exactly foreign territory to me, although I was hardcore champion back when, you know, people still did hardcore wrestling. You know. So this will be very much like a time machine back to 1997. But anyway. So, yeah, we've got that. And I will be facing their world champion. You can't see the air quotes, but they're there. Their world champion. And named Dextro. And the dude is a midget. He's like 5'3", 120 pounds. Seriously, Riona Langley towers over him. So that's pretty much all you got to know about Dextro. But I will be defeating him this coming Wednesday, I guess, or Thursday, whatever. I don't know. I just got to hop on the plane and be there. Be there in Durham. That's all that matters. And then, of course, I got to come back in this weekend and take on Emperorian. So it is going to be a busy week. It's going to be a grueling week, a tough week for the Phoenix. But your PWA World Heavyweight Champion can pull this off.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
You won't sweat it. You won't sweat either.
So, and if anybody really wants to...
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, I'm offering free tickets to all PWA members to go down there and watch.
You can. I don't know if they put clips up on the web or not. I don't know if they have the internet or high speed internet anyway in North Carolina, but they do have a website. It's rebel-pro.com. You can go check this shit out at. That's rebel-pro.com. It's not a .org. They don't have any organization. It's all com, baby. And
damn, you get me a road ticket.
And I think that covers it for us here tonight.
Yeah, I think that's it. Well, you're missing out on that one really fun
segment.
Yeah,
but we didn't get any more questions this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, you're so
happy. Yeah, we should cut it short tonight because I actually do have some other things I need to take care of. Plus, I got to get down to the studio and cut a promo.
All right, well.
My brother needs to do that.
Besides, there are two matches currently signed for Phoenix Rising. One of them we know about. We talked in great length about the Elimination Chamber. The other one is
about both of them.
We didn't really talk about it.
That doesn't matter.
Well, we mentioned it.
We mentioned it. It is Razor versus Victor Stone, Intercontinental Championship. Hell
of a
Cell.
We already covered this, Rich.
All right, that's it.
Was that too busy ranting?
You're probably too busy playing with your goddamn soundboard. All right, that's it, folks. We are done.
And getting angry about Rebel Pro.
Yeah, that was it. You were ranting about Rebel Pro and you missed it. That's it, folks. We are done. Beating it to death. Stuff. Fluid.
Bye-bye.
Oh, jeez.
Close the
damn
curtains.
It doesn't.
Hello, Cleveland. You thought you could get rid of me, Rob. I know you changed your little frequency, trying to keep Malicious McNasty out. But you can't do that, Rob. You can't silence all the masses. You can't silence the voice of rebellion. You thought it was going to be an easy walk in the park. Team up with Chameleon. Team up with God. And all of a sudden, all your little worries fly off. But no. The board stepped in, didn't they? And at Phoenix Rising, the Phoenix is going to burn. The irony's delicious, isn't it? What's even more delicious is the fact that after months of asking for it, I get my match. And I couldn't be happier. Best part, I'm not even talking about the Elimination Chamber. And as far as you should be concerned, you might not even make it to the Elimination Chamber, Rob. You see, the Malicious One's been thinking. How could I make you suffer as much as you try to make me? Well, it's not a hard question to answer, Rob. Because I came up with the answer. Next week, you and me, one-on-one, in an ambulance match. I finally get to inflict upon you the kind of anguish that you love inflicting upon me. And the best part of it is, no matter how much I hurt you, no matter how much I beat you within an inch of your life, the match doesn't have to end until I want it to. The ref can't make it stop. There's no pinfalls. There's no submissions. The match ends when I get tired of bloodying my hands and I throw your carcass into the back of that ambulance. I've been waiting for this for say that everything I'm doing doesn't matter. But I'm a joke. I'm a joke.
At home, drawing pictures of mountaintops with him on top. Lemon yellow sun, arms raised in a V. The dead lay in pools of maroon below. And daddy didn't give attention, oh, to the fact that. Seemed a harmless little